Public Post is VPR's coverage of cities and towns from around Vermont. The end of August will mark the fifth anniversary of Tropical Storm Irene, and as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, some Rutland County communities are observing the occasion with a series of events focusing on flood resiliency. The story begins with the forecast predicting that storm.
A quiet day, thanks to weakening high pressure, will be followed by deteriorating weather conditions beginning late tonight and especially Sunday, as Hurricane Irene tracks up the mid-Atlantic coast across western southern New England.
When Tropical Storm Irene swept through Vermont nearly 5 years ago, it left a wake of devastation. Lives were lost, homes and businesses were destroyed, and entire communities were isolated. In Pollock Village, historic homes flooded when the Flower Brook jumped its banks, swollen from water rushing down from Tynemouth and Danby. And while many damaged buildings have been repaired or removed, conservationists and planners say there's still work to be done to the brook and its watershed. Hillary Solomon manages the Pulteney Meadowy Natural Resources Conservation District. She says trees and gravel that washed into the brook during Irene have created water quality issues and increased the risk for future flooding.
The whole headwaters of Flower Brook, all of the pools that were fish habitat and also helped hold some of the water during flood events or just helped provide capacity, were filled in with gravel. So we just have a huge amount of sediment and gravel moving through this watershed right now. So we're in basically an unstable headwater area, and all of this material goes down and it ends up in Pollet.
The Conservation District is collaborating with the Rutland Regional Planning Commission and others to spend the month leading up to the Irene anniversary addressing some of the factors contributing to the watershed's problems. They're focusing on small fixes homeowners can make on their own properties. And if enough people make small improvements, organizers say it could make a big difference for the watershed. Money for the effort came from the High Meadows Fund, which has given grants to Watershed Alliance projects around Vermont. The first event is a workshop happening this morning in Danby. Solomon explains that the goal is to teach residents along the brook how to keep their driveways from washing into the water. The next event is Wednesday in Tynemouth. Solomon says it's a workshop to teach homeowners about rain gardens and other ways to naturally manage stormwater.
Just showing them that everybody can participate and that everybody can manage the runoff from their driveway in a way that doesn't contribute to a water quality problem downstream. But most people probably don't realize that what they do on their driveway in Danby affects Pollet.
On Saturday, August 13th, Solomon will be leading a hike along the Flower Brook from Danby to Pollet. She'll be pointing out changes to the watershed from weather and land use. Then on Sunday, August 28th, the eve of the fifth anniversary of when Tropical Storm Irene hit Vermont, residents of Tynemouth, Danby, and Pollet will get together for a community celebration called 5 Years Vermont Strong. Alyssa Smigelski has been working on the watershed events for the Rutland Regional Planning Commission. She says it makes sense to bring the residents of the three towns together for the good of their common watershed.
Watersheds go across boundaries. They don't care that Danby and Pollet have a political boundary.
Smigelski says the Irene anniversary event will have live music, food, and children's activities. But there will also be an emphasis on what the community has accomplished for its watershed since Irene and what it has yet to do.
This is a way to keep it in everyone's mind that we still have work to do, but also to highlight the work that has already been done. So, you know, we'll highlight both the successes thus far and then also where we go from here to make sure we help these towns protect themselves a little bit better.
The 5 Years Vermont Strong celebration will take place on Edie's Green in Pollet and will be followed by a guided hike along the Flower Brook. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.